Welcome, and thanks for listening to the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast. We're broadcasting from the University of Missouri campus in Columbia, Missouri, home of the Missouri Review, the quarterly that brings you the best contemporary literature in fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Every week, we'll be featuring a wide range of readings and interviews with writers, editors, and agents. This week on the Sound Booth Podcast, we are excited to feature the radio essay, Consider the Jellyfish, which was a submission to last year's contest by Elliot Rambach and Abby Wendell. This piece is a great example of one subgenre of humor writing that we'd love to see submitted to the new humor category of our 2015 Miller Audio Prize contest, where submissions are currently open. We hope you enjoy this funny, dry, anecdotal piece that uses the audio medium to push its great tone. Elliot Rambach is a former audio producer for This Land Radio in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Before a stint at This Land, he attended the University of Pennsylvania, where he majored in classical studies. He currently lives in Paris, France, where he teaches English as a second language. And Abby Wendell joined Harvest Public Media in September of 2014 and reports from Tri-States Public Radio in Macomb, Illinois. She came to Harvest from Tulsa, Oklahoma, where she produced radio for This Land Press. That includes partnerships with public radio programs The Story, State of the Reunion, and the CBC's Day 6. Her work has earned awards from the Third Coast International Audio Festival, KCRW's Radio Race, and the National Association of Black Journalists. Another work of hers, To Be Normal, won her audio contest in the audio documentary category in 2014. She has worked as an assistant producer for The Takeaway and interned at Radiolab. Abby has a bachelor's degree in liberal studies from Flagler College in St. Augustine, Florida, and a master's degree from the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. We thank them for letting us rebroadcast this piece, and we hope you enjoy Consider the Jellyfish.
Okay, I'm not sure what I did, but Fingers is not doing very well right now. And I looked on the internet, and, you know, ask Google, how do you know your jellyfish is dead? The answer is, it's not moving.
You're listening to This Land Radio. Here's Elliot Rambach with a story from the front lines of suburban aquatics.
This past Thanksgiving, my sister Molly and her boyfriend Andrew asked me to pet sit Fingers, their moon jelly jellyfish. So while Molly and Andrew were vacationing in the Bahamas, I was staying in their apartment. I'd watched pets in the past. I'd drive over, spend 25 minutes walking Maxwell. I'd fill his food and water bowls. This was not the case with Fingers. Jellyfish require constant attention. When I first arrived, Fingers didn't seem unhappy. He was just a sack with legs and a mouth. He didn't seem to move much. So Fingers is just kind of floating with the current of the tank right now. I've seen him before where he was pulsing more regularly. I think he's bored. Jellyfish keep a strict diet. They only eat meat, but a certain kind of meat. A type of brine shrimp that you may know as the sea monkey. Sea monkeys are easy for jellyfish to trap and digest in the ocean, but they don't occur naturally in a tank in my sister's apartment in Oklahoma. So I had to prepare them, salt them, hatch them, and serve them alive. I had to maintain an entire ecosystem. The jellyfish, two snails, and the sea monkeys. Molly and Andrew had left me very specific instructions to care for Fingers. One list was for feeding.
We have to bring these things, this meat, for him to eat, to bring it to life.
What kind of package did the sea monkeys come in?
That's my friend Abby. She came over to meet Fingers.
I'll show you.
Oh, okay.
We keep the sea monkeys in the fridge.
They're little orange dots.
Yeah, they're
looks
orange.
Like sand.
Yeah.
Those are eggs.
They're eggs, right. This is going to be a very unscientific procedure. So I take a pinch.
A pinch?
And some of them get, like, caught, like, in my... They kind of stay on your finger. This is where you play God, right here.
Step one. Connect air pump to water chamber using silicone tubes. Position incandescent lamp 2 to 3 centimeters from water chamber.
You turn on this lamp. You turn on the air. And so now we have light, we have oxygen, and the sea monkeys are coming to life. You kind of have to stir them around.
Step two, use turkey baster to remove approximately 30 milliliters of shrimp water solution from water chamber.
Okay, so I'm going to get them in my turkey baster.
Note, water should be somewhat orange in color from shrimp. Step three, remove tank lid and gently expel shrimp into underside of finger's bell.
This is really delicate. To feed him, you put the turkey baster in the water, and you'll see him start to pulse it in. What you really don't want to do is accidentally suck fingers into the turkey baster. When people say, like, make sure my dog doesn't eat chocolate or something, it's like, make sure fingers doesn't get sucked into the turkey baster.
The sea monkeys hit the water and scattered, fleeing the giant jellyfish legs. Fingers pulsed, his tentacle legs jumped, and with a powerful, tightly controlled scooping motion, he sucked up the sea monkeys into his bell. After he ate, I had to change his water,
which involves siphoning the water out of the tank. I think I found out a way to siphon it without trying to actually suck it out. But, like, I don't actually put my mouth on the tube, but I'll kind of, like, suck on it like that. And it's so disgusting because I know it has ammonia in it. It has ammonia and nitrites, whatever those are.
Fingers was hovering near the bottom, away from where I was siphoning in the new water. Maybe he was scared or something. I figured this was normal, but when I finished, he wasn't pulsing. He was drifting downwards, and then he fell face down on the rocks at the bottom of the tank. Andrew had left me these water testing strips beside the tank. You stick the strips in the tank, you hold them there for 30 seconds, and they're supposed to reveal imbalances with fun, colorful chemical readers. I'd been using them compulsively all night, and the chemical readings had seemed just fine. Fuchsias and emerald greens. I looked on Petco's website, but there was no guide to further explain my results. All I saw were angry reviews from other customers. Fingers still wasn't moving. The lights in his tank were flashing in disco mode, and I was getting paranoid. I didn't trust the testing strips, I didn't trust the internet, and I didn't trust Fingers. Maybe the problem was me, with my face constantly pressed up against this tank. So I went to bed. The next morning, I went straight in to check on him.
Okay. I just woke up and I came over and I looked at the tank and Fingers is doing fine. He is alive. He's pulsing. He's like rolling around the tank. One of the snails is kind of partying with him up on top of the tank. They both seem really happy.
Things went all right for the rest of the week. I fed him on schedule, and I changed his water, and he never died, or even pretended to be dead. And, in fact, when Molly and Andrew came back from their vacation, they said Fingers looked like he'd grown. Since then, I've been thinking of myself as Fingers' godfather, sort of a father figure to jellyfish everywhere. Which is why, when Fingers died toward the end of December, I was really pretty devastated. The cause of his death is still unknown. Andrew and Molly now have two hamsters. They're going back to the Bahamas for spring break.
You've been listening to a This Land Press production. Today's podcast was produced by Elliot Ranback.
That's me, with help from Abby Wendell.
That's me. And we'd like you to offer up a toast with us to the memory of Fingers.
L'chaim.
A very good jellyfish.
You've been listening to the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast, music by Mark Catalano. Check us out online at MissouriReview.com, where you can subscribe to the magazine and enter our 2015 Miller Audio Prize Contest, with prizes of $1,000 each in the categories of poetry, prose, audio documentary, and in the new humor category. Thanks for listening, and check back soon for a new episode of the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast.